Bridgeport is a gritty, working-class community on Chicago's south side. About 30,000 people who live in the community, most of them middle-income, and they are all various nationalities and cultures. There's also a Benedictine monastery in Bridgeport. Holy Cross Monastery is the only monastery in an urban setting. At the invitation of Cardinal Joseph Bernardin in 1989, he asked 10 Benedictine monks if they would take on a parish that had been closed due to lack of finances and a priest to staff it. Most, if not all, monasteries are able to sustain themselves because they're in the country and they can sustain themselves through farming and through cattle. However, Holy Cross Monastery knew that that would not be a way for them to sustain themselves to make ends meet. And so what they did is they bought a two-story house next door to them, a dilapidated house that was primarily used for drug deals. They refurbished the whole house and opened it as a retreat center and a B&B. And there, every day, eight times a day, they would gather for prayer, and they would go about their work. There, in the midst of a normal community, where every summer you would be able to hear children splashing in a pool that was next door, you would see the gentleman who would pull his lawnmower out of his garage to mow his lawn. There, the construction worker would be repairing a building next door, and the normal things of communities that they would have, their liquor store, their drug store, their repair store, their diner. And there, in the midst of all of that, the hospitality, the invitation, and the prayer of the monks would invite the community to come and join them in prayer. That amidst their violence and their poverty and their drug deals, they were there as a sign that the kingdom of God was in Bridgeport. It was exactly what people would be able to see and say, as John the Baptist said, "Behold, the Lamb of God is in our midst." They would see and know that the Christ was there amidst their community. That is your call, and it is my call, to make that phrase real in the lives of people. Because I would like to restate the line out of the second reading in this way. To the church of God that is in Egan, you who have been sanctified in Christ Jesus, called to be holy. You and I are those holy people. You and I are the ones sanctified by Christ. And you and I are the ones who are called to let people see and testify, "Behold, the Lamb of God is in our midst." We are called to love, to serve, and to be hope. We do it within this community, and we do it outside. Some examples. At the end of this month of January, two opportunities to sign up for the South of the River Mobile Pack for Feed My Starving Children. You've responded generously in your time and willing to do that in your financial donations. Our middle school Faith Formation children are taking on a project to fill what they are calling blessing bags. They will be asking us to contribute those simple, ordinary hygiene items that they will place in blessing bags. Some of them will be delivered to downtown St. Paul to be distributed to those who are living on the streets. But you and I will be able to take some of those blessing bags with us. And when we're driving on that exit and then we stop at that red light and there's that individual who is standing there with their sign asking for help, we would be able to reach out and hand them one of those blessing bags. For some of us, we have taken the time to write that letter to Annunciation House, which is in El Paso, Texas, where immigrants and the migrants are living, and in conjunction with the border and the custom patrols, have some sustenance as they wait. You have signed letters and notes to them, encouraging them. All of those are people who will be able to look at us and say, "Behold, the Lamb of God is in our midst." In the scripture reading, in the first reading, says it to us too. The Lord said to me, "You are my servant, through whom I show my compassion, my care, my kindness, my healing, my forgiveness, my faith, my prayer." You and I are the people who live that out. We are the people who, as the scripture says, we are the light to the nations. And the nations, yes, are outside of this place. But the nation is every place we work, we go to school, that we live, in our relationships, wherever we sit with another who needs to know that the Lord is in their midst. It is you and I who make that Christ real in the lives of people. And people will be able to say, as John the Baptist said at the end of that gospel reading, "I have seen and can testify that this is the Son of God, Jesus Christ." People will be able to say that because of you and me. And so our prayer for the week: what word or words, what actions this week towards another will help them to say, "I have known that the Lord is in my midst, for I have beheld the Lord who is present." In our liturgy, as we always do, we say those words: "Behold the Lamb of God who takes away the sins of the world," before we receive communion. Take that Christ to heart. Believe and know that he lives within you, within your midst. He's there for you in the way that you need him to be. And you and I will be his presence in the midst of others. We pray with that as we go into the week.